Gemara portion of today's daf began with Boy Minei Rapreda Me Rabami. One shayla, another shayla, related to the halacha of Kol HaMenachis Bayis Matzah, related to the idea that there's a chi of shmira, the kind of matter, watch the mincha to make sure that it wasn't going to become matzah. Just like Ushmartim as HaMatzahis, you find in Pesach, there's an idea of Ushmartim when it comes to the mincha as well. So we mentioned Rapreda, and from there the Gemara digressed and told the story with Rapreda. The story was that the Rabbanim come to Rapreda, and they tell him there's a yid standing outside, he wants to come in. What's his name? Rab Ezra. He's a grandson of Rab Avtulis, 10 generations from Elazar ben Azariah, who himself was 10 generations of Ezra. So Rab Preda said, I don't know why you're getting so excited about his ichas. He said, is he a ben Torah? Good. If he's a ben Torah and also a meyuchas, good. But if he's a meyuchas and not a ben Torah, ishe techle. He should be consumed by fire. They told him, Rab Preda, I hear, but you should know he's a ben Torah. And being that he's a ben Torah, so I think it's fine. He said, no, I best I let him come in. He walks in, does this Rab Ezra, and Rab Preda sees that he's a little, disappointed. Achira daite. So he tried being mechavev him a little bit. So he told him a dvar agada. He said, the pasuk says, Amarat Hashem, Hashem ata tevasi bal alecha. And he said, what the pasuk means, again, in Drush, is Knesset Yisrael tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think you should be machzik toive to me. And the reason is, shoy daticha ba'olam. Am Allah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Toivasi bal alecha, ini machzik toiva el Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. I'm not being machzik toiva to you, I'll be machzik toiva to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, because they're the ones that were my dear me in the world. And Rapreda continued and said, that's the hemshech of the next pasuk, that says, L'kdosh Hashem ba'aretz heima v'adirei kol cheftzi ban. When Rav Ezra, Bar Breda Rav Avtulis, 10 generations of Elazar ben Azariah, 10 generations of Ezra, so if I heard the word Adire, he says, you know, you just reminded me of something. Adir, he said, Yavai Adir, v'yifal Adirim, me Adirim, be Adirim, Yavai Adir, zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yifal Adirim, elu Yisrael, me Adirim, elu Amitzrim, ba Adirim, elu Mayim. And then he went, Yavai Yadid, and Toiv, and Zois, and that was this very interesting Agadata Gemara. So a few things. Number one, this Rapreda L'chayra is the famous Rapreda, right? We know Rapreda from the Gemara in Erev and Nundal and Mebez, but the Gemara talks about the patience, the savlonis that he had towards that Talmud that found it very, very difficult to learn. One of the most inspirational stories in Talmud Bavli, without a question, is the story of Rapreda and the incredible reward that he got for what it was that he did. Arichas Yomim, his whole dar was Zeicha, Ta'ilam Haba. We always speak out from the Hafla and Panam Yafis. That's what was the Midah Kineged Midah that he got Arichas Yomim, because he gave up so much time. You would think that he lost that time. He lost it. The Eibishter gave him Arichas Yomim. You never lose from giving away to somebody else. Whether it's your time, whether it's from your guf, your mamin, whatever it is, a person never loses. He gave up so much time, so he got the time back. Fakir, he got it back in spades. He was zeicha to an incredible Arichas Yomim. But this story, you have to figure out, just make sense of it. Again, tein l'chacham v'yech gemayit, but this is almost showing a whole nother side of that very inspirational Rapreda. I mean, this Rapreda is like, I don't care about his zeichas. Either he knows how to learn or he doesn't know how to learn. And by the way, if he has good yichis, he doesn't know how to learn. Ishay tichle. Something to think about. First star. Second star is, I saw in the Sefer Netzutzayar from Rabbi Reuven Margolis, he says, what's Pash Pshan in this Gemara? V'i bar avon, v'loi bar urien. If he's a bar avon, he has yichis, but he's not a bar urien, he's not a Talmud Chacham, isha teichle. So he says, the emes is like this. You find the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadik Beza Maral, of kol bayi she'in divrei Torah neshma and baba alayla, any house where there's no divrei Torah being learned that night, ish achlasai, deserves to be consumed by a fire. So the idea of bittel Torah being associated with isha teichle, that's something that you find. But the more nuanced application of it in this Gemara, if he's a bar avon and he's not a bar urian isha teichle, as if he's not a bar avon but he's not a bar urian, I don't know. But if he is a bar avon but he's not a bar urian isha teichle, It's a little bit tzarech beer. So yishtel tzu, classic. Gemara bava basra tafayin tesamid aleph. The Gemara says, kol ha-pirish midivrei Torah. Any person that's pirish midivrei Torah, eish achlosai. Said Rabbi Margolis, you see from this Gemara, that who's subject to the oynish of eish achlosai? It's someone that's a pirish midivrei Torah. Not someone that doesn't learn. Someone that's pirish. What's the difference? Someone that's pirish means he was connected to Torah, and then he was pirish from the Torah. He separated himself from it. If somebody was never connected from it, he can't be pirish from it. Prisha means I did something, and now I'm going to be mekabel schar la prisha, right? Or in this case, in a bad way. Prisha means you're attached, and now you detach. You're associated, and now you disassociate. It's someone that's pirish minat Torah, where there's a concept of ish achlosai. Zok, Rabbi from Margolis, that's the pshat. Chazal say that any person that is the ben of a Talmud Chacham, who himself is the son of a Talmud Chacham, chutam mishulish leibim heri yinasek, Torah chayzeres alachsan yishalom. That means if somebody stams from Talmud Chachamim, that means he has a certain connection to the Torah. The Torah comes to him. The Torah is chayzeres alachsan yishalom. It literally knocks on his door. That person, if he doesn't learn, he's a pirish min ha-Torah. If you're a pirish min ha-Torah, ish achlosai. That's when this person is going to have the ish achlosai. So Repreda said, if the person never learned Torah, okay, never learned Torah. If he's someone that doesn't stam from Talmidei Chachamim, okay, so he has no shaychus to the Torah. But I bar avon, v'loi bar uryan. If he's a bar avon, but he's not a bar uryan, isha techle, as a pirish midivrei Torah. And a pirish midivrei Torah, he's the esh achlasai. He's that person that I have to be worried about. That's why he used this metaphor. It's alpi, this Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, daf ayin tes amar aleph, and that's the oimik in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadik Beis, kol bayish ein divrei Torah nishmamba ba'layla esh achlasai. It's referring to someone that's taka, a perishman, a terror. That's the first star.